In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I got a lot to get to today. Wokeism is everywhere. It is destroying everything. And is the church doing what it needs to do to respond properly and biblically? That's a legit question. Let's talk about it coming up.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough. There's a lot that we have been discussing on this broadcast this week that has fallen into the category of dealing with race, dealing with the modern dilemma with race. This has all been generated, of course, because of the shooting of Dante Wright. And we've even had, you know, friends that have called and said, we need to talk about this with someone. How can we process this a little bit better? Etc. And I feel on every level that on to some degree that the church is blowing an opportunity to provide leadership in a culture that is sorely in a vacuum of leadership. And I'm not saying this to point the finger at any one person, but we've got a lot of bad theology that is taking root in what used to be the halls of worship. And I don't know, I mean, you can speculate about motives. I don't find that to be very helpful because I'm not particularly interested. I'm kind of bored. It doesn't really strike me as very important what the motives are. My concern is what the outcome is. So let me try to discuss this in the general sense, and then we'll come to a more specific application of it. But if we are so concerned about what this political group or that social group or this construct of thinkers has to say, and it in any way conflicts with eternal or biblical ideas or principles, and we give way to that feeling and the impression and the sense that we're not going to be liked as much if we don't go along with it, when we do that and compromise the truth that sets you free, we are sowing seeds of abject chaos for the future. Maybe you've heard about the book, Please Help Me Hate White People. There's a devotional book that is being sold. I guess someone on Twitter saw it sold at Target. The Prayer of a Black Woman by Shaniqua Walker Barnes, PhD. And the opening paragraph, Dear God, help me, please help me to hate white people, or at least to want to hate them. At least I want to stop caring about them individually and collectively. I want to stop caring about their misguided racist souls, to stop believing that they can be better, that they can be, that they can stop being racist. If there is any, and you could substitute the word white for black and have it go to the same direction, but if there's any person that gives any credence to anything that woman has to say when she writes those words, you're straying away from Scripture. One of the really interesting talking points that keeps coming up, and I ran across this on social media last night. There was a poem that I saw, and I don't want to go into the whole poem. It's not really important, but the concept of what the lyric to the poem dealt with is important. It's a poem that was addressed to white Christians. And they said, the white Christians need to grieve and lament and wake up and repent, for we are complicit to adhering to a system that keeps us in a position to benefit while others die from it, because we act as if the Imago Dei isn't also in their DNA. Now, if there were any churches, if there were any, and if there are any pastors or prominent churches that preach what I just read to you, I want to know who they are and when they said it and where it was. Because that's unbiblical. That's immoral. That's unacceptable in every sense of the word. That concept that if I can benefit from a position that I am in and be completely callous to whether or not someone dies as a result of it, that's unacceptable. And we're quick to you know, try to rush to this place and say, well, then you've got to express care and concern for every victim that is shot from you know, police violence, etc., in the country. And so over the last year, George Floyd died at the hands of a police officer. And for the next number of months, cities were burned down across the country because people felt like there was going to be a sense of justice that would not be achieved. Now, it's ironic that we are back to discussing these very issues from a similar situation in a place very close to where George Floyd's death happened 1 year later. Because 1 year after that had happened, the officer that was involved in that has served time in jail. He's on trial, and in today's proceedings decided to not even take the stand in his own defense. And as a result, the jury is going to get the trial probably on Monday. They will probably return a verdict within the next 2 to 3 days following that. And why that's important, maybe even less than that. I talked to Arthur Idala today, number one trial attorney in all of America, and he says he expects a verdict probably quicker than 2 or 3 days, probably in the first day. It is likely that at the very minimum, Derek Chauvin will be convicted of a serious charge of manslaughter. getting second-degree murder may not be possible, but they've got like 3 to 5 charges laid out against him, and there's going to be a sense of justice that the people who were aggrieved were allowed to make their case. The people who wanted to defend the officer made their case. And I just don't believe this idea any longer that says that someone in a position, whether they're a white Christian and being lumped into this group that this poem talks about, or whether they're someone in uniform. I just don't think that with the laws that we have on the books, you can just systematically say across the board, people are using that position to benefit from others dying. There were a lot of people that suffered in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, mostly other African Americans who were vandalized, killed, rioted against, etc. The problem is with whether it's this poem or whether it's the, you know, hate black people, hate white people, all the controversies that are bubbling up with CRT and all the discussions that are going on, we're getting away from a very simple, profound truth. And that is, while the church is not perfect, the Savior that has reached into human existence and saved the people that now make up the church, overwhelmingly, and by far than any other group of people on planet Earth, are the last people that are benefiting from the death of someone that doesn't look like them. Because it is overwhelmingly the church that is loving sacrificially those who are oppressed. It is overwhelmingly the church that are liberating human slaves across the planet. My listeners, who identify predominantly as Christian, have helped 1,000 or more human slaves of extremely dark skin color in northern Sudan find liberation and new life in the last 4 years. We don't need to be woke. We don't need to be worried about appearing to be the right thing for the right groups so that the right cliques like us and say that we're cool. What we need to do is put our head down. Follow the tenets of Scripture. Love our neighbor. Sacrificially help those who are in need. Ignore skin color. I don't care if you're an African American attacking Asians, a white man attacking an African American, a Latino attacking a Korean. I don't care about any of that. I'm sad that one human being is attacking another. The church should lead the way. Sacrifice of our own comfort for the welfare of those who do not know him. That is the gospel. And that's what the church does. Enough wokeism. Let's do more biblical obedience in the days to come. Kevin McCullough, Kelsey Bowler joins me next. Don't go anywhere.
The women of the Bible lived timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And in response to what I was just talking about, this whole, it's an ocean of wokeness. Like, you can't escape it. And it's dishonest. It's not truthful. Yes, we're dealing with it on the level I was just talking about, but it's in corporate America. It's certainly in politics. And here to discuss is Kelsey Bowler. She is a senior strategist with the Independent Women's Forum. She's also a reporter for the Daily Signal, and you know her from Kevin McCullough Radio every week as well. You also see her on the Fox News and Fox Business channels. Kelsey, always good to have you on Thursdays. Thank you for making our part of the world a little bit brighter from bringing your smile and sunshine our way. But this woke stuff is really, we had a friend over at the house last night that was here till 11:30 last night just bemoaning the impact that this entire woke mindset is having on everything from our families to our schools to our churches to our governments to our businesses. We can't escape it, Kelsey Bowler.
You're right. It's a very difficult situation to be in as a conservative, because if you want to escape it, you basically have to boycott all forms, all institutions of American life, which is pretty close to impossible. We saw just this week hundreds of major companies and corporate leaders sign on to a statement that was released Wednesday and published in the Washington Post, the New York Times, among others, stating that they oppose laws that supposedly restrict writing votes. Companies that signed on, of course, include Target, Netflix, Bank of America, Facebook, Cisco, Twitter, Microsoft, Starbucks, Amazon, MasterCard, American Airlines, all the airlines, basically, although I believe Delta is the exception there. Perhaps they learned their lesson
with the Georgia law. Yeah,
exactly. And then, Michael Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, those types of figures. And what really frustrates me about this is these companies and corporate leaders made no mention of the specific provisions they claim are restricting voting rights. They, of course, are unwilling to engage in any sort of public debate about this, and yet they're willing to use their massive platforms to make a political statement. You know, if somebody wants to talk politics, you know, you and I are in this business because we are here for the conversation. We are here for the debate. But all these woke corporations want to do is lecture us and then shut down debate. They will be silent after this because they think they have done their jobs. And, you know, of course, among the policies that it's safe to assume they oppose is requiring IDs to vote. You know, the statement that they issued was issued under the banner "We Stand for Democracy." But I would really question, you know, is the quest to protect the integrity of our elections by, you know, asking that voters prove their identity, is that anything but taking a stand for democracy? Of course, we'll never hear the answer from any of them to that question. But I think they should be pressed, and I think they should be exposed for the types of policies that they are now supporting.
Kelsey, just narrow down on that one issue for just a second, because when we are talking about and I think that people that embrace woke positions would say, well, it's all about fairness. We're all trying to be, you know, trying to create a more fair world. But that's in talking points only, because if you ever are able to engage them beyond the soundbite, then you can argue from a very simple and logical and kind of a dispassionate kind of way that the law and fairness shouldn't have anything to do with feelings. It shouldn't have anything to do with the emotions I feel about, you know, a certain incident or anything else. That if we're going to actually be objective and fair, that we're going to treat all people equally at all times. And that's not what the woke universe wants. They don't want fair treatment of all people at all times. They actually embrace preferential treatment for groups based on whatever their intersectional qualities are that they can say we've been oppressed by or whatever else. But it has nothing to do with equality, and it has nothing to do with fairness.
You're absolutely right. And we're seeing this seep in through critical race theory and intersectional politics into every institution, as we discussed earlier, to the point where it is unavoidable. And these corporate leaders, you have to question whether they really know the types of policies that they're supporting, whether they actually really support them, or whether they're doing this because they want to virtue signal to everybody else and basically avoid that small minority of vocal Twitter woke activists who will make an issue of, you know, Taylor Swift not commenting on the latest political controversy,
right.
just to give you an example. So it's a difficult time, but I think that you're going to see a shift in Republican politics. We've already began to see this, where Republicans are not bowing to corporate pressure anymore. We're going to see this reflected in policy. And, you know, it's about time that we as conservatives stand up to this type of corruption from the almighty corporate powers that think they can control all aspects of American
life.
Well,
I want to touch on that too, because isn't the definition of fascism basically when the private sector, the heads of corporations and governments conspire together to more or less oppress all viewpoints except the stated party line? I mean, isn't that kind of functionally how fascism works? When you know, all the private sector and all the government sector come together to oppress the individual.
Right. And it's interesting. They think they're, you know, fighting for some a minority of Americans when they put out these type of woke statements, when in reality, you know, conservatives are now the political and cultural minorities in this country. We are the ones without much power other than our voices, which they try to censor on social media. And so to sort of pretend that they are fighting, you know, for any types of oppressed, you know, minorities is just false.
Yeah. I could not understand, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Dr. Tim Keller, but he's is a well-known clergyman from the New York area. He went on Twitter this week kind of bashing this purity culture that sprang up from that book, How I Kissed Dating Goodbye or whatever it was a few years ago. And there were problems with it. I can't say that, you know, I embrace the idea that, you know, you're not going to be able to hold hands or kiss somebody before you marry them. But instead of going after something like why we have anatomical males in our daughters' showers in the high school locker rooms in America now, he chose to pick a fight with that group. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me, unless you're understanding that everything in the culture now has to be woke. So the transgender plight in your daughter's high school shower is not worth speaking up about, but making sure kids don't get sexually adventurous before marriage, somehow that's the bad thing now. It's just up is down, down is up. Everything's backwards, Kelsey, and it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, always appreciate it. If you're not subscribed to the Bright email, you need to get that. Getbrightemail.com and subscribe. Kelsey edits the Thursday edition. Kelsey, always appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, we've got a lot more breaking news. Don't go anywhere.
The women of the Bible live timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, I hate to be a one-note pony on all this stuff, but friends, there's no way that we cannot deal with this today. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. You want to contact me, kmcradio@gmail.com is my email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. Follow me on Parler, Instagram, Gab, most social media, at KMC Radio. On Twitter, we have an account at Radio Night Live. But for everything else, KMC Radio is how you find me. SoundCloud, et cetera. But Instagram's a great place to start, at KMC Radio. Just go there. But this story broke just about an hour ago, and it kind of embodies everything that is wrong with what we're dealing with in Washington, D.C. right now. Today, a group of Democratic representatives from the House of Representatives, led by Gerald Nadler, launched a legislative effort to formally pack the Supreme Court with four new justices. They want to go from 9 to 13. It's being hailed by progressive activists as, you know, inspired and enlightening. It's being met with fierce GOP opposition and some skepticism by Democratic leadership. And it should, by the way. Democrats should not want this bill to go through out of self-preservation for themselves. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, along with House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, and Judiciary Committee members Jones and Johnson. You know, Hank Johnson was the guy from Georgia that actually thought Guam was going to tip over into the ocean if you put too many American military forces on one side of the island. Yeah, I'm sure that guy should be authoring, you know, constitutional changing law. But they stood outside the Supreme Court today and they announced their intent to expand the high court from 9 to 13 justices. And guess who gets to name all four of the justices? Markey said, "We're here today because the United States Supreme Court is broken." Does anyone in America think that? Can you show me anyone in America? And I don't mean, you know, the woke crowd on social media or whatever. I mean legitimate complaints that the Supreme Court is abusing its position in how it has handled the judicial things that come before it on the merits over the last decade. And I say that having lost many of the cases that I didn't want to lose. I didn't want to lose Obergefell. I didn't want to change the definition of marriage in the American environment. But you didn't see me going, "Oh, well, you know, we got to throw out the Supreme Court when we get political power." But Senator Markey said, "We're here today because it's broken. Expanding the Supreme Court rights the wrongs the Republicans have done to this great court." What wrongs did they do, Mr. Markey? You mean that when a justice died, the way the Constitution has allowed it to happen, they replaced the judges when they were in office? Isn't that carrying out the duties of the office? The Democrats said far right has hijacked the court thanks to norm-breaking moves. What norms did we break?
You can't name one. Mitch McConnell, as you know, as he's been in the Senate, and I've only been happy with him about half the time. There's nothing he's done in the last 3 years, three or four years, while Trump was in office, that defied historical norms. And if somebody has one that you want to bring my way to my attention, lay it on me. But he did not defy legislative or legal norms. There were nominees nominated. They were approved. That's what you do when you are the one in office. And you know who disagrees with this, which is kind of interesting? Because today, some of the Supreme Court current justices are speaking out. And Justice Breyer is saying plainly, he does not believe that this is a good move. Justice Ginsburg said before her untimely death, she did not believe that the court should be packed. What you're talking about is cheating, extra legal measures beyond the legality to stack political outcomes. Friends, this is a bad, bad, bad idea. And not only do I hope that it does not pass, because I hope that the handful of moderates in both parties, the squishes for the Republicans and the people that have a few more red state voters to worry about, like Mr. Manchin, I hope that they all realize this is a trip to nowhere. But they need to be held accountable for it. It's an anti-American idea. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing my slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Thankful that you are where you are on this very busy Thursday. I have, for the longest time, known that my very good friend Mike Lindell, who I had the unique opportunity to go to Israel with when he went for the first time. We had the unique opportunity to talk about politics in the back of the bus for 10 days. And he first told me that he was going to support the man who eventually became the 45th president. And kind of like why that was so important to him, not only as a believer, but also as someone who was in the business world and saw what was going on in the economy and felt like there were solutions that needed to be brought to bear that typical government and political options were not answering the call for. And as a result, he became much more identified with the president and the administration over time. And of course, he was invited to the White House many, many times. And when I was speaking to him just earlier this week, I was really excited about what we're about to talk about, because the one of the aftermaths of the election of 2020 was, of course, the big tech censorship that took place. And on the day that Twitter deplatformed the president, and by the way, their single biggest platform within Twitter, the most frequented Twitter account was Donald J. Trump. On that very same day, they purged millions of other conservatives. I was one of them, and had about 150,000 followers on Twitter, would often have very interesting and lively discussions. And with just a flip of the switch, they were able to say, we don't like what you have to say, and we're going to shut you off. And there have been a lot of people that have discussed what should be done about that. Is that something that social media platforms should be allowed to do? And so forth. I've always thought that when you have a problem with someone trying to tamper down your speech, one of the best ways to respond to that is to speak louder. In fact, Rush Limbaugh used to say that regularly. He said, when they try to take your freedom of speech away, shout. And that is, I think, one of the things that Mike Lindell is doing with a brand new platform called frankspeech.com. I want you to go and take a look at it. Because there is a new social media platform that is emerging. It is called Frank. And here to discuss is the executive director of the Lindell Recovery Network. You know what that is. Mike's been on the show to talk about how he wants to see people that have had trouble with substances and addictions be able to be set free of that. And we have had lengthy discussions about that. But the executive director of that program is Melissa Hooray. But she also does a number of other things for Mike, including help him form some of his op-eds and public statements about issues of the day, and she's here to discuss this social media platform opportunity. Melissa, it's great to meet you. Glad to have you on the show today, and greetings from the deep, dark blue states of New York and New Jersey all the way to the deep, dark blue state of Minnesota.
That's just it. Yes, up here in the Northland. Very blue, unfortunately. But Kevin, it's such a pleasure to be on with you today. And as you know, as you're telling your listeners, the assault on our First Amendment rights and freedom of speech, it's been just egregious. No one has been attacked more in this area than Mike Lindell himself. And you know, the left has attempted to cancel Mike. I mean, Come on. More than 20 box stores stopped selling MyPillow products. Many news, you know, Fox used to have him on all the time. He was on there constantly. Now they don't like what he has to say, so they want to cancel him. It's just, it's ridiculous. It'd be like you said, if people don't like your opinions, they just want to make you go away. And that's where Frank strengthspeech.com comes in, and it's so exciting. Mike created this platform. People can finally get back to exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of speech. They'll be able to talk freely. And I know, you know, as this has been going on, you hear the disparaging comments, people saying, oh, is this really going to happen? They act like it's a silly little enterprise, but I just love it. This is happening. He's doing it. So many, yeah, you know, they've doubted his ability to do it, but guess what? It's happening Monday, 9 a.m. Frank's speech is going to be live. And that's one thing I've come to know about Mike. He is so loyal. He makes a promise. He loves our country. He wants to protect people's rights. He's keeping that promise.
And that's one of the reasons
I'm sold on him.
Let me ask you about this. So if people have not used social media before, or maybe they've used it in the past and maybe they didn't, it didn't quite gel with them, or maybe they're just disillusioned with what big tech has been doing, why should they check out frankspeech.com at 9 a.m. on Monday morning?
Well, I just think it's going to bring people back to a fair dialogue and just a discourse that can be respectful and fair. And of course, it's not going to be crazy where people can say, you know, they can't make comments that are hateful or use, Mike calls them the four words, the F word, the N word, the C word, and they're not going to be able to threaten people or have porn or anything, but it's going to be a way for people to share ideas where they can be free to talk about vaccines or talk about how they feel about what's going on. They can make statements without fear of retribution that someone is going to cancel them. And that's become such a big part of our culture. We're afraid to just talk. We're afraid to express how we feel. So this is going to allow people to do that, to get back to a place of reasonable, fair dialogue where we can discourse with each other. We can share ideas. We can disagree, but we're not going to get canceled because someone doesn't like what we're saying.
What makes it different than, say, Twitter or Parler or Gab or some of the other things that are out there?
Well, it's going to be a combination. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for people to come on and already be connected to other influencers. So there'll be the social media aspect, which we're sort of like, you know, a place to post comments, pictures, and then there'll be a media aspect. There'll be a lot of sharing of ideas, articles, videos, a 24-hour news channel where we can kind of marry ideas together. So people, say someone's talking about vaccines, you can get everybody in a central location to share in that dialogue. And it'll just be a way for people to, you know, they won't have to feel that pressure that, you know, if I say the wrong thing, if I offend someone, or everyone's going to come against me, cancel me. And it's just going to be this wonderful place of free expression and free speech, kind of back to our founding fathers, where we need to get back to exercising our First Amendment rights, just the way our founding fathers intended it.
Yeah. So this is going to roll out on Monday. For someone that doesn't have an account, what are they going to find when they tune it in on Monday, and how should they proceed?
Well, you can go to frankspeech.com right now and sign up for an account, and that's going to give you, you'll get an email to give you a VIP access. You can actually get in there tonight at midnight and be able to check it out all over the weekend, be able to get in and see. We're not going to have the live streaming until about 4 weeks from now. Mike wants to roll this out in phases just to be strategic about it and make sure. You know, there's going to be some threats and there's going to be some controversy, of course, with it. But Mike built this with his own private cloud. So that's what's so exciting about it. It's not dependent on any cloud
service. Not going to deplatform that.
No, not at all. And people hate that. I know they do. They want to find a way to, you know, I had written this great art. Well, Mike said it was great. I don't know. I wrote an article about Mike. I was out one day and I thought, I just wish there was a way people could see him the way that I see him. So I wrote this article called The Real Mike Lindell. And Mike put it out on his Twitter, and a couple days after that, his Twitter was taken down. He had, you know, anybody try to put out one, you know, little piece of good news about him.
No, it's too bad. But Melissa, congratulations on this, and I will be one of those influencers that you can find if you go there. FrankSpeech.com. Frank is in being honest with each other. Get it? Frank? FrankSpeech.com. Melissa Hurry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thankful for you being here. And thank you to Melissa Hooray and all that Mike Lindell is doing. I'm a big fan of his recovery network. He is approaching the needs of people at the base of where their needs are at. And again, going back to my opening monologue, that's what this is about. The gospel is the least racist and the most pro-person form of thinking that can be found. Because Jesus himself embodied the idea that all people have inherent value. I want to go back to that Sarah Bessie book. This is another passage in it, and it kind of curdles my skin. She's talking to God. This is a prayer that she prayed. She said, "My prayer is that you would help me to hate the other white people. You know, the nice ones. The Fox News loving, Trump supporting voters who don't see color, but who make thinly veiled racist comments about those people." Ms. Bessie, where? Show me who that is. Demonstrate a pastor or a church that's winking at that, saying it's okay, going along with it. I want to know. Because if that's actually happening, that needs to be spoken up against. The people who are happy to have me over for dinner but alert the neighborhood watch anytime an unrecognized person of color passes their house. That's happening in the church? That's happening here? New York and New Jersey, the tri-state area, we're too diverse not to have people passing our house of all race and color all the time. This is happening? To the people who welcome black people in their churches and small groups but brand us heretics if we suggest that Christianity is concerned with the poor and the oppressed, I don't know any Christians that don't believe that Christianity is concerned with the poor and the oppressed. And every evangelical church that I have had any association with over the last 40 years have always made that one of the key tenets. So now only one race of people or one skin type of people supposedly care about the poor? I don't believe that. This is the problem, friends. Much of this wokeness is being passed off as truth because no one is establishing a trail or fact-based line of evidence as to what it's being responded to. You know what she doesn't address in this Please Help Me Hate White People book? Why the church doesn't speak about the fact that more black babies are aborted each year than born in 7 of the zip codes right here in the tri-state area. Why don't we talk about that? Doesn't God love them too? Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.